In IPI's policy bout, our friend Dr. Merrill Matthews wrote, Al Gore's a frustrated man because no one's listening to him, so much so he's out with another movie, an inconvenient sequel, hoping to finally convince the public we're all gonna die. The problem is that the public has become increasingly immune to doom and gloomers who assure us the science is clear, that fill in the blank. And then we discover a few years later that the experts were wrong, even as they assure us they're right now. Matthews reminded that in the early 70s, the climate scientists assured us that we were heading for a prolonged cold spell, perhaps a mini ice age, by the late 1980s, and ever since they've assured us we're headed for a fiery doom. It's not about being anti-science, as so many sneer. It's more about being anti-fake science, or maybe anti-fad science. Fads come and go, just like many of the alleged threats facing us, but people have become increasingly skeptical of science when its focus is public policy, especially from the experts who benefit from making wild claims and whose only solution is more government restrictions and spending, and of the media that breathlessly and unquestionably cover their claims. The wilder the claims, the more coverage the experts receive, Matthews points out. Many, maybe a majority of Americans glom onto unsupported claims with the word science or study attached, like they wolf down foods called low fat or light, without ever using the basic critical thinking skill of asking, lower or lighter than what? I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.